braćo I sestre.
Dear brothers and sisters. There are people who suffer greatly because hatred is eating them. They allowed the bad seed to be planted and to be rooted in their hearts. Now they want to be freed from that, but they are not failing, succeeding in that. They do not find strength nor the instrument to do that. There was a new patient who entered into the office of the famous psychiatrist, Dr. Blanton. He immediately saw the Holy Bible at his desk, and he noticed it cannot be that Dr. Blanton reads the Holy Bible. Not just that I read the Holy Bible, but I regularly meditate on the content that I read, said Dr. And he continued, this is the best book about human behavior that was ever written. If people would arrange their lives and if people would live as the Holy Bible is teaching, many psychiatrists would be able to close down their offices. What did this great person mind wanted to say when he said that the Holy Bible is the best book about human behavior? In which way the Holy Bible accelerates healthy human life? The answer can be found in today's gospel. Jesus speaks to his disciples. Jesus says, do not fight evil. As a good teacher, Jesus goes on and he says, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. In order for us to understand this lesson of Jesus a bit better, it is necessary to know circumstances in which Jesus' homeland was at the time when Jesus said this parable. Roman army had occupied his homeland. This army had the governance and they had the authority of death and of life over the members of Jewish people. If there was a Roman officer who would come to Jew, and this Jew had to do everything that this Roman officer told him to do, he had disposal over this person in any sense. If for performing his work he needed a car or maybe something, he can take it from any citizen. He could do whatever his official work tells him to do. Today, the officer could have ordered one Jew to carry something heavy for the whole mile. And let's recall how St. Mark said that the Roman officer said to Simon of Cyrene, who was coming back from the field, to help Jesus to carry the cross. Having in mind that, Jesus speaks to his disciples and he says, if any one of the occupying soldiers forces you to carry something for a mile, you carry it for 2 miles. Why did he give them this strange advice? This question directs us to the words that Dr. Blanton said in regards to the Holy Bible. He said, if people would follow in their lives teachings of the Holy Bible, many psychiatrists would close down their offices. When Jesus advises his disciples to go for 2 miles, if someone is forcing them to go for 1 mile, he actually says, when those who are strange, foreign soldiers are forcing you to do something, do not allow that to produce anger in your hearts that will later lead to hatred. Why? When people let surrender to hatred, when they hate the enemies, they are wounding themselves. They cause much greater pain to themselves than to their enemies who persecute them in the way that's not justice at all. It was a writer who said like this, when I hate my enemies, I allow them to rule over me. I give them power over my dream. I give them power over our pleasure, power over our health and over our happiness. We give them things over our normal living. When those who wish bad things to us, if they knew what does hatred towards them do in our interior, how it is setting us apart, they would be very, very happy and rejoicing over that. Our hatred has not touched those whom we hate at all, doesn't wound them. It is only turning our days and our nights into the restlessness that comes from hell. The sword of the hatred that we wish to use to wound our enemy first of all goes through our heart. That is why we should not be surprised that the old Jews had expression, a wise person would rather suffer injustice than cause injustice to others. A polite attitude to those who do injustice to us helps not just us, but helps those who were inflicted by evil, the one who did harm to us. Let us hear one true story from the life. It is a story about a widow, Anna. One day, there was a shocking news that came to her. Someone took a life to her daughter. The one who did this crime, he was arrested, he was accused, he was found guilty, and he was condemned. Anna was devastated. She was a Christian, but she wasn't able to forgive to the murderers. She knew the commandment that Jesus gave about forgiveness, but despite all of the tryings, she was not able to forgive. She spoke about her emotions. She said for one magazine that her heart is full of hatred towards this person. Love, joy, smile, and beauty that were once on her appearance were no longer there. In her interior, she felt that the fire of bitterness and hatred was slowly tearing her apart. She noticed that she was sinking, but she was not able. She did not know what to do and to whom to come. One day, as she thought about Jesus' teaching on forgiveness, despite her feelings, she decided to listen to Jesus. She got herself a Holy Bible. She wrote the words of forgiveness in the Holy Bible, and she said that to the prison, to the one who killed her daughter. This thing that Anna did changed not just her life, but the life of the prisoner as well. Man who was bitter, who was sad, he sent a letter to Anna and he said that she opened doors to him to a completely new world. Her act of forgiveness helped him to understand that the first time after he committed a crime, that God was going to help him if he asks him to do that with all of his soul. Before he received the words of forgiveness from a mother to whom he caused such pain, he was persecuted by a terrible thought that was pushing him into despair, a thought that God is never going to forgive him. The act of forgiveness of this mother woke up hope in him that if she was the one who was prepared to forgive him, God is going to be prepared and willing to forgive him. This brought the light of hope into the darkness of hopelessness that was chasing him down. Brothers and sisters, one thing is for sure. Evil is never going to be conquered with the other evil. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, loses us into a vicious circle of poisoning each other. We can leave that vicious circle only if we respond with good to evil, if we with forgiveness and love respond to hatred. Regardless of how hard that journey must be, there's no other journey. It's possible to take this journey only with lots of prayer for strength and for grace. The battle within us is going to be hardest, but the victories are going to be sweetest. aside these pages of the Holy Bible and the whole speech of Jesus on the mountain is not something that is applied with at the some kind of sessions or scientific conversations. This can only be adopted in the long prayer on our knees, in a humble prayer. Let's not recall the words of the famous psychiatrist who said if people were to live according to the teaching of the Holy Bible, many psychiatrists would close down their offices. The message of the readings today we could shortly express in a sentence that St. Paul wrote to the letter to the Romans, to not allow to be prevailed by evil, but conquer evil with good. And let us finish this meditation praying to our Heavenly Father for the grace and boldness that we may live according to the word of Jesus that he said in his speech on the mountain in St. Luke. Recorded that Jesus said, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who slander you. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Do not judge, for surely you will not be judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. If we had listened to this teaching of Jesus, there will no longer be wars on earth and conflicts. May our Heavenly Mother, the Queen of Peace, give us the grace of forgiveness so we would have peace in our hearts, so we would be peacemakers in this world today. Amen.